Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, but not as a one-off gimmick sound. We are building a playable instrument you can actually use in jungle and old-school D&B arrangements. Think sound system energy, ragga call and response, tension builders, and those classic intro phrases that instantly tell the listener where the track lives stylistically. A dub siren sits really nicely in the upper mids and high mids, so it can cut through chopped breaks, heavy bass movement, and noisy atmospheres without needing any low-end weight. That's a big deal in D&B, because the kick, snare, and sub already own so much of the spectrum. The siren's job is not to compete. Its job is to signal, to warn, to hype, and to create movement. So let's build this in a way that stays simple at the source, then gets character from the processing. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading either analog or wavetable. For a classic dub siren foundation, analog is a great choice, because it gets you to the core sound fast. If you want a slightly sharper modern edge, wavetable works too. But the important thing is this: keep the oscillator setup simple. Start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. On oscillator 2, use a pulse or another saw, and attune it just a little bit, somewhere around 3 to 7 cents. If there's unison available, keep it subtle, maybe around 2 voices, and set the instrument to monophonic, if you want that authentic single-note siren behavior. That mono setup helps the patch feel like one focused voice instead of a lush synth pad. Now add glide or portamento. This is one of the most important parts of the whole sound. Set somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds to begin with. That gives the notes that vocal, wailing slide, which is a huge part of the dub siren identity. If the glide is too short, it feels stiff. If it's too long, it can get smeary and lose the urgency. So aim for expressive, not lazy. At this stage, listen to the raw tone. It should already feel like the skeleton of a siren, not a finished, polished lead. That's good. We want attitude later. Next, shape it with a filter. Add auto filter after the synth and start with a low pass mode. Set the cutoff somewhere in the range of 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. Add a moderate amount of resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, and if the patch feels too clean, add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Now let the filter envelope do some of the work. Give the note a quick attack, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Set decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain can sit around 30 to 60%, and release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. What that gives you is a note that opens with a bit of bite and then settles back, which is perfect for that expressive alarm-like movement. A good teacher tip here: don't overdo resonance. A dub siren needs edge, but if the resonance gets too high, it can become piercing very fast in a dense D&B mix. Especially when hats and breaks are already busy, too much resonance turns into fatigue. So keep it musical. Now let's make it feel like a real siren instead of just a filtered synth note. The magic is in the pitch movement. Create a MIDI clip with long-held notes first, then add a few repeated notes for rhythm. In the clip envelope, draw pitch bend automation. If you want subtle movement, set the bend range around 2 semitones. If you want a dramatic old-school wail, go higher, maybe 5 to 12 semitones. A really effective phrase shape is this: hold a note for the first bar, let it rise gradually, then add a few repeated notes in the second or third bar, and finish with a downward fall or a little bend release at the end of the phrase. That call and response feeling is very much part of jungle and sound system language. It should feel like the siren is answering the rhythm, not just floating over it. Here's a simple mindset shift that helps a lot. Think in phrases, not melodies. Dub sirens usually work best as warnings, responses, or signals. You do not need a full musical line. A two-note answer can often hit harder than a fancy run. Now let's give it that dub space. Add echo after the synth and filter. This is where the character opens up. Start with a delay time of 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, depending on the groove you want. Set feedback somewhere around 20 to 45%. Filter the delay so it doesn't fill the low end or get too bright on the top. Keep modulation light, just enough to make it move, and set dry slash wet around 15 to 35% as a starting point. For old school jungle, dotted delay can give you that classic cascading throw. For a darker roller, keep the timing tighter and the mix lower. The trick is to use delay like decoration, not like a fob machine. In fast music, too much echo turns the siren into a blur. What you want is tension and bounce. Reverb comes next. You can place it after echo or send it to a return track if you want more control. Keep it short to medium. Try a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and try slash wet quite low if it's directly on the track. If the siren is intended to sit deep in the arrangement, a little reverb helps it feel spacious. If it's meant to cut through, keep the reverb restrained. At this point, the sound should already feel like a real dub siren framework, but we can give it more attitude. Add a saturator or overdrive after the delay if you want the repeats to smear into a grittier texture. A little goes a long way. Think of it like seasoning. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on if available, and balance the output so you are not just making it louder. You're trying to thicken the harmonics, not flatten the whole thing. If you want a more industrial or neuro-leaning version, you can add a very subtle redux after that. Keep it mild. The goal is just a hint of degradation, not full destruction. A little downsampling can make the siren feel more rugged and urgent. And this is a great place to talk about resampling, because it's one of the best intermediate moves here. Record your siren phrase to audio. Once it's printed, you can chop it, reverse pieces, fade things more precisely, or process specific moments differently. That is especially useful in jungle, where one-off hits and tape-style edits can make the arrangement feel alive. A resampled siren can become a fill, a transition, or even a new texture entirely. Try this workflow. Record a 4-bar phrase, then slice the audio. Reverse the last note. Add a small fade-out on the tail. Automate the gain on one or two clips so the phrase rises and falls more naturally. That gives you performance details that are harder to get from live MIDI alone. Now we want to turn the whole thing into a reusable instrument, so group the synth and effects into an instrument rack. Map the most important parameters to macros. Good choices are filter cutoff, resonance, glide time, pitch bend intensity or transpose, delay feedback, delay dry slash wet, saturation drive, and reverb size or send amount. This is where the patch becomes practical. You can create three really useful modes from the same rack. One can be a clean dub siren with more openness and less dirt. One can be an old-school jungle wail with more resonance, more feedback, and slightly longer glide. And one can be a darker tension siren with a tighter filter, shorter echo, more saturation, and less reverb. That gives you fast recall and fast variation, which is exactly what you want when you're working on a busy DNB arrangement. A useful performance note here. Treat the siren like something you play, not just something you program once. Even tiny live moves on cutoff, glide, or feedback can make it feel human and reactive. A lot of the magic is in those small gestures. Now let's place it in a drum and bass context properly. Do not just fire random notes at it. Make it answer the drums. A good starting structure is a low-density intro phrase over filtered breaks for bars 1 and 2, then call and response with the snare in bars 3 and 4, then shorter note clusters and more delay in bars 5 and 6, and finally higher pitch movement before the drop in bars 7 and 8. A simple rhythmic trick that works really well is to hit on the end of 2 or the in, end of 3. That little bit of syncopation can make the siren feel like it's dancing with the break. Also, leave space on the snare backbeats. The siren should converse with the drums, not stamp on them. If you want to make it sit better in the mix, add EQ 8 after the chain and clean it up. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending on how thick the patch got. If there's harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, take a little bit out. And if the delay is too bright, shave off some top end above 8 to 10 kHz. Keep the siren focused in the mids and upper mids, where it can cut without fighting the sub or making the mix tiring. Utility is also useful here. Check the width if the patch is too wide, and keep mono compatibility in mind. A dub siren that's central to the arrangement should still feel solid when sung to mono. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these happen all the time. First, too much low end. A siren does not need it. High pass it and move on. Second, too much delay. If the echo is washing out the groove, lower the feedback and shorten the time. Third, too much resonance. That can become a sharp, painful whistle really fast. Fourth, no phrase structure. If you're just spamming notes, it stops sounding like a signal and starts sounding like random synth noise. Fifth, bending too hard over the bass line. Be careful where the siren bends if the sub is doing something important underneath. And sixth, forgetting to resample. Printing your best phrases to audio gives you a lot more control in the arrangement. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, there are some great variations. You can layer a second oscillator an octave above very quietly for extra urgency. You can use a bandpass filter for a more telephone-like or transmission effect in breakdowns. You can add a tiny bit of noise if you want it to feel more like a system alarm. You can even split the patch into a clean chain and a dirty chain and blend them in parallel. That's a great way to keep the core tone readable while still adding aggression. And here's a fun advanced move. Automate the echo time between straight and dotted values at phrase endings. That creates a classic dub throw without having to write extra notes. Very effective. Very musical. For arrangement, use the siren as a marker. In session view, different versions of the siren can trigger different scenes. You can also make one version for the DJ style intro, where it's more spacious and repetitive, and another for the full track, where it's shorter and more selective. Another strong move is to let the final repeat before the drop become the loudest, then suddenly drop everything outright before the drums return. That silence can make the re-entry hit way harder.